We here at Ragnarok would like to thank our patrons like Stephen Vest,
Savari,
Michael Hopkins,
Michael Davis,
Kelly K. Gilman,
Yodlet,
Brownie Davis,
Chad Swenson,
William Wilson,
Carl Black,
Steve Areza,
I have no more names,
Michael Drescher,
James Burns,
Dad Gunner.
Thanks, everyone.
Ladies and gentlemen, children of all ages, boys and girls, are you ready to hear some Ragnarok actual play?
I forgot my game face.
I've got like a thing. I gotta be elsewhere.
I have Alex's game face by accident.
Oh god, that's what that is.
Oh my god.
Are you here to play a game?
Will's been replaced by Imagination Will, apparently.
This game is off to a great start.
Get some jigsaw.
I'll be your host, James. I'm Ryan, being played by James, who's being played by Ryan, who's also in Ryan's head. So I'm James in Ryan's head, but pretending that I'm Ryan.
God damn it, I'm confusing myself.
Ryan, could you sort this all out? It's really confusing.
Oh, God. I'm going to go medicate myself.
Damn it, Ryan, you erased Meyer.
I liked him.
Wait, what? What was the name I just say?
What? I have no idea.
Well, drugs are working already.
Why do we have this extra chair?
Well, because tables generally come with six chairs.
Generally. And a leaf sometimes if you're lucky.
It would be weirder if we were sitting at this rectangular table and there were only five chairs. Who sits at that head of the table? No one.
Not everybody knows you play on a rectangular table.
It's true. They might have played something.
Now they do. Sorry.
It's a matter of
spoilers.
Oh, man. I mean, those who thought we were playing on a round table, they know it might just ruin their journey.
Well, we try to save the behind-the-scenes peaks for the patron extras.
I'm sorry. Well, all you regular listeners get to know how the sausage is made. I play at a rectangular table.
I only play on cat-shaped tables. Well, behind the scenes, James looks at himself naked.
What? Who looks? What? Okay, anyway. So tonight we're going to be playing Deadlands. And we're going to be playing Deadlands. Yep, that's what we're playing. Deadlands.
Prove
and
it.
I'm not going to be interrupted today when I say if you want to go around and go around.
And I'm playing Charles Pesa, the Ranger.
It would have been better if it's just all a dungeon.
Will had it in the chamber ready to fire. I just wasn't on that one tonight.
He was sitting there waiting for it.
I don't think Will's gonna do it.
I had a brief moment to consider it, and then that was it.
I'm just picturing this like training montage of Will and a stopwatch staring at himself in the mirror, like, I'm Will!
Still too slow. Need to be faster.
You just hear in the background, I need a hero!
I was at work today, just practiced out in the bathroom.
And it ends with John coming up the stairs. Will, I know who you are. Shut the fuck up.
It's 2:30 in the morning.
I'm trying to sleep.
Is that John?
I think we broke John.
Sorry, John.
He's not listening to this.
No.
Why is anyone? And why would he apologize? Why are you apologizing to him? We didn't make fun of him. I did an impression of him yelling at you. If anything, he'll thank me.
Unless you actually were practicing in your room all night, keeping him up, then you should be apologizing.
In which case, yes, you should definitely apologize.
John, if you're listening, comment. Let us know if that was true.
Oh my goodness, sorry.
Where were we again?
I'm Will, and I'm playing Charles Pacer. He's a ranger. Texas Ranger, that is. And he joined this band of...
Not a New York Ranger.
No, not a New York Ranger.
It's a fucking knock it out of the park.
Hey, I got a one that might be good. I don't know anymore.
Wait here, look at the key.
I think I need the key too. I should have written it down myself.
Red is blue. All right.
I find myself traveling with this group of people thanks to a mission that was given to us.
All right.
I'm glad we're not giving any context to the listeners that we just said red is blue.
and Baba is you.
I'm Alex, and I'm playing the Reverend Puriel Black. He is a minister. He is here to save the souls of all these people before they get damned to hell. And he will have anyone who gets in his way get killed. I mean, he won't do it, because I think I still have my gun, but I have not yet fired it once. So
the Lord does your killing for you.
Yep. Except I don't have any offensive spells. So,
and the rest of us.
Yeah. Well, it's mainly Meyer that does my killing for me.
And he hasn't technically killed anyone. He has banished evil from the world.
Oh, yeah, I've done a bunch of that. But that's evil, so that's okay.
I forgot to write on my sheet what spells I have, but I know what they are because I have a pictures of them in my iPad.
I have pictures of you.
Cool. Ooh. Why? I don't even know.
They're from when we were wrestling in my backyard.
Oh, yeah.
That's even worse.
All right.
Next up,
I'm Eric. I'll be playing Jessamine Rogers. She is a prostitute. She has a demon that the demon Agdazig that saved her life, and it's like in exchange for giving her powers and living on this plane through her. She's not too thrilled, but she likes being alive. But she's not too thrilled about the whole having a demon thing. But they give her cool powers, so it's it's a.
All right.
It's okay.
And last but not least, I am Ryan, and I'm playing Dr. Jane Alcott-Smythe, who is a snooty, delusional engineer from back east who was educated in Europe and now spends her time building, various contraptions and or inventions on the road while traveling with these fine folks. And she's got a horse named Leibniz.
Okay, my horse's name is Trivette.
Oh, I don't know if I named my horse or if I have a horse.
You don't have a horse.
Oh.
Well, that's a horse.
That's definitely a good reason to not name it.
Yeah, that's right. That's why you rode in the carriage.
Right, I played my guitar.
Carriage?
Oh, yeah, that's right. You've been practicing guitar. I should give you a point in guitar playing.
No.
I have a D4 of knowledge performance.
Oh, okay. Alright, so, what do you guys remember from last game?
I went home because I wasn't feeling well.
I remember
that. We got into a fight with Famine, one of the four horsemen of the apocalypse.
Mm-hmm.
We kicked his ass and he ran away.
We stole his scales.
Yep. And then Jessamine got fucked into unconsciousness by an immortal.
Dorian, right?
Yeah, that guy. And then we got in our magic carriages and we headed towards California, and we made it to the city of Lost Angels, where we met a guy.
The Reverend Grime.
The Reverend Grime, who was apparently feeding people and, making food appear, and which shouldn't be happening. And we talked to him, and he seemed pretty cool. And he was like, "I got stuff to do. I'll catch you guys later." And we were like, "All right, cool, dude." And that's where we ended, I believe.
Yes, yes. I think Meyer's character had asked for a bounty. And the Reverend let you guys in because he heard about you guys. And he knows that Meyer's character is a famous bounty hunter. And he needed somebody that works for the train company assassinated. brought in alive for questioning. But we all know that Meyer's character...
I think James spilled some beans.
Well, we all know Meyer's character doesn't bring him in alive, so...
He brought the last one in alive.
Did he?
Yeah. When we were still in the other town. The guy that shot him in the back. I'm pretty sure he brought him in alive.
I don't remember if he was alive or not.
He brought him in.
Okay. I think he cashed him in for the bounty. Okay, so he wanted to set up something for you guys to help with the train company constantly moving in on his territory.
Oh, that's right. We're here to try to convince him to let the railroad go through.
Yeah.
And he don't want to do that, because then his isolated cult of people who benefit from his miracles wouldn't need his miracles anymore.
Also, their main export is Ghost Rock, and they would lose their monopoly because there'd be a train to export large quantities of Ghost Rock.
But he swears those aren't the reasons. The real reason is because, the flock doesn't want that corruption here. And, you know, he's all pure, and they'll bring evil and corruption to his
sure.
blessed and holy land.
I mean, I am inclined to agree with him.
Oh. I mean, he is a reverend,
yeah.
and he has been performing
honest to gosh miracles.
Yeah.
All right, so we'll pick up from there. The reverend said, excuse me, I have to go. I think you guys met him in the cathedral.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. Then he left you there to go take care of something. Somebody mentioned something for him. And I think you guys were just left there to hang out and explore the town if you wanted.
Sure.
So that's what we're going to say you're going to do. You guys have pretty much free reign to the town.
We don't have our weapons, right?
I don't remember.
No, we had to give them up at the gates.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Oh, no.
No weapons in the Holy Land where no violence has happened.
Also, I am my weapon.
Yeah, my fist on my spell on the bobs.
Oh, that's right. You're a roundhouser. Well, perhaps we should take a look around this storage landscape and see what we could find.
A messenger comes up and he... asked to talk to the hangman. He said there's someone at the front gates to see him, and they skedaddled.
Oh, well, I guess we don't have to worry about our lucid friend today.
Reckon it must be important if pulled him away from us. We got a real important job we're doing.
Well, I'm sure whatever he's doing is equally important and will only take a dramatically appropriate amount of time.
A lot of money. We'll get a lot of money out of it.
I mean, maybe.
He likes money.
Well, perhaps we should talk to some of the locals and see what they think about the Reverend and his good works.
I agree with that. That sounds good to me.
Or Reverend Grimes, or Grimy, as he liked to be called. As well liked.
So grimy.
Change the channel, boys. all right, I'm going to... Reverend Puriel is going to start walking around, seeing what's what.
I mean, it's your setup is basically like your beautiful, very well-made cathedral. You can head out the outside and start walking around the town.
Well, he said the food is stored in the cathedral, right?
Yes.
I think he told us it just, like, appears in a pantry or something?
Yeah.
Can we go there?
You are so good looking.
Wow.
Thank you. It's one of the weirdest bless yous I've ever heard.
It's also a Seinfeld reference.
I personally would like to examine this cabinet.
Yeah.
As I find it awfully suspicious that God would take a vested interest in this community.
Oh, I don't know about that. Miss Smythe, it is possible that the Lord is shining his blessing down. It wouldn't be the first time.
First time in America, but, you know.
Well, still, I would love to examine the cabinet more thoroughly.
As would I.
Yeah, so you look around. I mean, you know your way around a holy place, so like you find the stairway.
This is a church.
This is a steeple.
Open the doors, and out comes Skeletor.
Oh God, Roman, help!
I love cards against humanity.
I'm going before we walk around. I'm going to go to the altar.
Mm-hmm.
Is there? Do they have like a Bible out?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to flip through it. Is it a non-standard Bible or like
standard?
All right, so there's no like extra revelation of Bob where he talks about like Cthulhu rising.
No, okay. None of that.
Do I have any manner of discomfort being in the church, or am I okay?
You do. The thing is about being possessed. It lies dormant until needed or until. It wants to be active. But right now, if you're in a holy place, it's probably going to just stay dormant.
Mm-hmm. You're smoking hot.
Yeah.
And smoking.
Oh, God.
Like, literally.
Oh, God, Jessamine, you're on fire!
Oh, yeah, it happens.
What? It was burning.
So I'm going to follow the Reverend since he knows where he's going.
We probably shouldn't split up too much.
Yeah, well, I mean, if the Bible is just a Bible, then yeah, I'm going to...
I mean, it's got, like, notes of what his interpretations of them are. Right. They're not that far off from what you would have interpreted things from either. You know, it's like how to translate it for normal folk, pretty much.
Mm-hmm. Oh, is it, like, in the original Greek? Or is it a King James Bible?
It's like a King James thing.
Okay. I mean, it would probably be Latin. Greek Orthodox, I don't think ever really took that much of a hold.
Just because James is running the game, it has to be a King James.
But yeah, it's got to be King James.
But it depends on the Testament. I think the Old Testament was originally Hebrew, and I think the New Testament was Greek, then translated to Latin, then translated to English.
Yeah.
Well, all right, so we will head towards the pantry.
All right, so you make your way downstairs. People just kind of tip the hats. No one's wearing hats.
Yes.
People, like, go to tip their hat. You know.
Well, except the women. The women are wearing hats.
Do I have a hat?
Or bonnets.
Do I have a hat?
You damn well better.
Right now,
I will put one on you if you don't.
That's not the biggest threat.
Take your hat off in church.
What? That old garbage?
Yes.
Can I put this in here?
It's disrespectful. Women have to wear hats.
Oh my god, she has skin showing. Burn her! She's a witch! No, worse.
Who let Avon in?
people, say hi. You know, formal greetings, you know. God bless you.
Yep.
Bless you, sir. Bless you. Make your way downstairs. You see, there's like the kitchen. There's like, you know, fresh fruits and stuff hanging and. Vegetables, like thing, like it smells like they're making a stew.
Are there cooks in there?
Yeah, there's a few of them in there.
Excuse me, we were wondering if we could examine the pantry where all the food comes in.
You want to see the miracle pantry?
Yes.
Huh. It is truly, truly a miracle. Like whenever I'm getting ready to prep, if I'm thinking like. I think roast duck would be good for the people tonight. There's duck in there. It's an amazing thing.
So it changes. It's not the same food every day.
No. It's usually I'll get a hankering the night before for something, and the next day that's what it'll be. I feel like the Lord is speaking to me. He's like, this is what you're gonna make for everybody tomorrow, and then.
And you are?
Oh, I'm the head cook. My name is Charles.
And it's always the food that you're thinking of, not anyone else?
Sometimes my underlings come in and they're ready to prep what I was thinking of to making.
Right, but if someone else thinks of something, it won't happen unless it's what you're thinking of?
I mean, we're usually all on the same page. I mean, it could be as a result from all of us living together for so long, or it could be an actual blessing.
So I can't just be like, I want some more. Grilled possum. I don't, but I'm just throwing something out there.
I don't think it actually works like that. I think it's whatever the people need for nourishment at the time. It's not like we're gourmet dining and living above our means. We have enough to keep everyone nourished.
Could we take a look at the pantry?
Oh, be my guest, sir.
Okay. So Jane is walking around with her... ghost rock detector, just like scanning everything.
It's going to be going off the walls because you're in California, mm-hmm. and this is where it originated. And for some reason, ever since California fell, it popped up here and then just kind of spread from here. But this is like the main.
But like it's everywhere, or
you're not going to get like an accurate reading.
Buried the needle, kind of.
Yeah.
All right. In that case,
a lot of the people thinking of why everyone here is so happy and peaceful is from too much exposure to ghost rock, and it's caused them to go insane, but in a like a hive mind mentality.
It's like looking for a needle in a needle stack.
Yeah. What kind of levels am I getting? Is it just like a steady low background radiation, or is it just like, wow, holy shit, we probably shouldn't be here?
It's a steady low. And
3.2 rocking.
No, that's not
3.2 or 3.6.
Now,
we gotta get the big meters out of the safe.
Y'all might have told them earlier. I'm a little addled. I had a bit of an experience. So if you said this already, I apologize. But when did this start happening?
Oh, as soon as we built this place. Well, this cabinet was in one of the ships that helped pull us to shore, and it happened to have enough nourishment for us to build this cathedral, and then ever since then it's just been restocked, so we made it part of the center of our, if you look from the outside and compare it to where this cabinet is, this building has been built around this cabinet.
Yeah, that's on the wondrous as that, that makes sense. Centerpiece.
It's helped us Lost Angels survive. I'm one of the original founders of this town, and we've grown quite a lot, and all thanks to the Reverend.
Do you say how long ago it was founded? I missed
around 68.
And what year are we in?
And was this cabinet here when you all got here, or did you build it?
Oh, well, it was part of one of the boats that saved us. Because everything went underwater, and then some of us don't know how to swim. Oh, a lot of us don't know how to swim. Thankfully, there were some ships around the ship was on, that Grime was on, was able to pull a lot of us out of the water and get us to shore.
Interesting. All right, I'm gonna
Grime's cabinet?
Well, it's the ship he was on, cabinet.
I'm gonna open it up.
All right, and it's looked like it's ready for a feast.
Is there anything like inscribed on the inside? Are there any like carvings? If I feel around,
no. You do feel a bit of calmness. Like it's definitely putting you at ease.
Okay.
You're feeling like you've been touched. Like,
yeah.
My angel. I didn't want to go there.
Sorry.
When he opens the cabinet, does my reading fluctuate at all? Or
no, it just kind of stays.
All right,
this maybe, and
I'll run the meter like across the inside just to see if I get anything.
looking for ghost rock.
Well. Looking for explanations.
Ah, well, that meter might not work. I don't know if you're aware, but this is the main town, main location in this whole state. Well, used to be state that Ghost Rock originated, and a lot of our kitchen appliances, like the meat grinder over there, are powered by Ghost Rock.
Can I like make a faith check to see if I can feel any godly power in this? Is that something I could do?
Yeah, you can go with that faith there. Mm-hmm. This is your faith. This is your life.
Yeah. 12 T.
Yeah, this feels like this might actually be the work of God.
It feels like I feel like a divine presence. The Reverend crosses himself and like gingerly closes the cabinet. Well, Charles, thank you very much.
It's not a problem. I hope we solidified your belief in us.
When does it fill up? Every day? Every other day?
Whenever we come in here to cook, I'll cook and then we'll clean up and then we go to bed and we wake up and as we're ready to cook, it's full again. So we're not exactly sure when. No one's questioned it or tried to, you don't look a gift horse in the mouth.
I understand. Well, thank you for your time.
Oh, not a problem, not a problem. Will you be joining us tonight at the sermon, and then afterwards we eat?
I would be honored to.
I'm sure the Reverend...
If Reverend Grimes would have us, that is.
Oh, yeah, if he's welcomed you into these walls, you're welcome to come in and worship with us. Although you have to worship to participate in the feast, that's the only...
I understand.
That's the only stipulation we really have here. And the Reverend Grime is very, very picky about who he lets into this town. It's and we've had to let some people go. It's a sad thing.
About how many, you say, would you let go?
I say more than half than what we let in every month.
So, more than half the people who come in
Yeah.
Are asked to leave.
Yeah, some come for spiritual guidance and some stay, but some are not here for good means. They
and what happens to them? You just bring them outside the gates and leave them, or
Well, we give them a little thing and a little blessing and some food to get them through the maze. And I mean, we're not trying to kill them or anything. They're just not welcome within our walls.
I understand. Well, Miss Smythe, do you have any other questions?
That's Dr. Smythe, Reverend, and...
I apologize, ma'am.
Oh, you're a doctor?
Yes.
Of medicine, or of...
Chemistry.
Chemistry. Oh.
Wait, actually, did I ever put... when she studied... Hang on.
Science.
She has an engineering degree, and... chemistry is my highest. So yeah,
stage design.
Maybe you can help with making some of the stuff more flavorful and tasteful. I mean, your chemistry is like was born in the kitchen.
That is the truth. Can I cook something good?
If you're running a roll of chemistry and see how.
Sure.
I mean,
so I get the die roll and my d6. Correct?
Yeah.
Let's see how I do. I got a 4.
Ryan can't cook.
Well, it's not a failure. He's passed. He definitely makes something that's eatable and actually adds some flavor. So
it is a bog standard cake of some kind.
Pound cake.
Yep.
Well, food was never my specialty.
Well, it'll definitely add a little nice kick to the duck tonight. Well, thank you so much for assisting in here, ma'am, doctor.
You're welcome.
All right, I'm going to head back up. Well, I definitely felt a touch of the divine on that pantry they have.
Yeah, I felt something come out of that. Well, calming.
So y'all think it is divine and not ghost rock?
Mm.
Well, I don't think it's not.
There were no abnormal fluctuations. I mean, as the man said, the ghost rock is all over the place, but I didn't get any spikes when the cabinet was opened.
I mean, perhaps we should... Oh, I forgot I had the minus one, so I got 11 before. But
oh, right, yeah, I have a minus two, so I completely fucked that up.
Well, he was polite about it in the least.
So I mixed a bunch of stuff. This is how I picture it. I mixed a bunch of stuff together in a bowl, and it just started bubbling and overflowing the bowl. And then all over the table, and...
We'll just put this over here for later. We're going to need a new bowl.
And a new over here.
I mean, perhaps we shouldn't look a gift horse in the mouth, but...
I think we should look at gift horse then.
I mean, we might be able to stake out the cabinet overnight. Keep
for some
it
steaks.
Open and, well, no, keep it open and watch and see what happens.
Making a joke.
Well, if I'm not mistaken, our mission is to get Reverend Grime to open up this territory to the railroad. So we may need to destroy it.
Oh, shit.
I do not think that would be a prudent idea, Doctor.
Well, we need them to accept the guiding hand of American entrepreneurship.
Well, they've already accepted the guiding hand of the Lord, who rules high above any American entrepreneurship.
Yeah, but we don't work for the Lord, Reverend.
Well,
we all work for the Lord, Doctor, whether we know it or not.
Well, then, the government sent us here to undermine this entire operation.
Yes, it did. And the laws of man are not always in concordance with the laws of the Lord. If this is a righteous community of faithful people, they should be allowed to stay here and live their lives in peace.
Okay, so you go back to the general and tell him that.
I will.
Oh.
I am a man of the Lord, Doctor. An earthly general does not scare me.
I hate to side with the chemist.
because obviously what's going on here is much different than what we usually deal with. But as being a ranger, any form of supernatural activity, I have to take care of, according to my mandate.
But it's a holy artifact of the Lord.
It's still supernatural activity.
I mean, we can try the soft pedal approach first. We can certainly try to persuade the Reverend that the guiding principles of his community are wrong, and he should accept the railroad and possibly cede control to money-grubbing industrialists back east. But that doesn't strike me as a proposition he'd be willing to take, unless he was desperate.
So, I don't think he'd be willing to take us destroying it. It's kind of a leap from, proper discourse to destruction.
I will not allow you to destroy that cabinet.
I have no objection to exhausting every other possibility. I just see it as the simplest solution.
Suddenly turned into like one of our today's games. Well, bug it. Easy way, blow it up.
Get this place out later. Well,
this is a holy artifact. Then shouldn't it go back to where it probably should resonate in the Vatican?
Not everyone is Catholic. Mr. Pacer?
That is where the Pope is.
And he is Catholic.
And that's where Christianity has resided.
That is not true, Mr. Pacer. That is where Catholicism resides. There are many different branches of Christianity, most of whom do not pay respect to the Pope.
That's true. Well, still, like, wouldn't it be better in a holy place? I guess this is a holy place, isn't it?
What better place for it to be than where it is helping a God-fearing community survive? Send it to the Vatican so it could sit in some sort of papal safe where it will never be used and just be studied? I think it is right where it needs to be. This is where the Lord wants it to be, and this is where it is.
Love the Lord and want it to be where.
What about feeding people who are hungry, who are not living here?
Well, it is feeding people who are hungry.
Well, I don't know what it is, but I'm saying this is a plentiful cabinet. It's feeding the town right now, but it could also solve world hunger.
I don't think it's quite that large, Mr. Pacer. It's one cabinet.
Yes, but it can refill.
Once a day, it seems. I admire your tenacity, but I do think that a closet is going to solve world hunger. Whereas it is solving the hunger of this town.
Why did God choose this town?
Oh, you would have to ask him.
Well, regardless, we are here to try to get the Reverend to accept the gracious hand of the railroad.
Maybe we can come up with a different way of doing it.
Does anyone have any other ideas?
Well, didn't he say... I apologize. Didn't he say it came on a boat? And the cabin was already working like this when he got here? Or did I miss something?
I don't know. Charles said that it was part of the boat that Reverend Grimes is on. I don't recall if he said when it began producing food.
So... what about moving it? Convincing them to move settlements or some sort.
So it's worth a try, I suppose.
Who knows if it's tied to this place or not, this exact location.
Did he tell us when it started producing food?
It had enough. He said that it had enough for them to start building the community, and from then on, it just started replenishing.
All right, so not on the boat, after they had gone
after
here.
They had gone to... after they had... so the boat crashed on land.
Right.
So it could be the Ghost Rock doing it.
characters.
It could also very well be God, for all we know.
It could be. I'm trying to think of ways to get the railroad here without having to compromise the town.
I don't think those two things are...
Well, what if people want to go, having a railroad here, people be able to go in and out. So, wouldn't it be good for the town to get, like, the upgrades it needs and all the new medicine and all, like, transport? That's how we can do it. Convince them to build a railroad here so they can get medicine when people are sick.
If they need it. I mean, we don't know what else that cabinet provides for them.
I would reckon someone's gotten sick in this time since they've been here. We could ask if it's done anything else besides just food.
Well, they also seem to turn a large number of people away.
Oh.
Yes, Charles did say that more than half the people who come every month are then sent on their way. I don't know if they have a problem of needing people to come here. I think people coming here is part of their problem.
Right.
Well, I'm talking about... they want to upgrade the town, or they want to get things, then you wouldn't have people stay at the railroad, that they would have people coming in and out.
Yes, but the railroad company is not going to build a railroad for the good that it's going to do for this community. They're going to build it so that they can export Ghost Rock and make money off of it.
Exactly.
Anything else would be ancillary benefits.
It's also the railroad race. It's like the great race of who can get continent from end to end.
That's why I said medical supplies.
Draw some more route cards.
Right, but medical supplies will be very low on the list of what the railroad is looking to accomplish.
I know that, but we're trying to convince the town to put a railroad here, and that might be a good convincing argument.
I mean, it might be.
Either we're robbing these people of their miracle, or we're lying to them until they make a very poor decision.
I can't say I'm comfortable with either of those scenarios.
Well, you'd like to have a conversation with the general and let us know how that goes.
Well, honestly, I don't really trust our general. I don't really trust him.
Too many people looking in?
Yeah, I usually close it when it gets darker.
Just look over there, like 40 people.
Oh, he closed it. Go home, everyone. Whoa. Show's over.
I really wanted to see what happened with the church.
No, they can't hear. They're just
listen
watching.
Listen to Ragnarok.
They're just watching five guys sit around a rectangular table.
Oh, now they know there's five of us.
I mean, I think they knew that already.
You never know. Somebody could have been sitting there quietly watching.
Derek did that one time.
Maybe I was just covering for him.
Oh.
Or her.
Tis true.
All right. Well, then why don't we talk to some of the other people around town and see what they have to say.
Yeah.
How they like things here.
And there's anything they'd like to do to improve it.
All right.
We just have to convince them to build a monorail. Monorail!
Monorail! Mono! Go! So Reverend's going to head out of the cathedral.
Okay.
Onto the streets. And talk to some people on the streets.
And the Reverend's was. All
right. There's people walking around. You see some armed people walking around. They look... Soldier?
Are they legs too?
No, they just got arms. But for some reason, they're still patrolling the area.
That's dedication.
Don't know how they're doing it.
Must do it for God.
They're using two pipes as crutches and just walking. No, it's more like traditional armor, like traditional arms, like, you know, religious, like, clothing and. They look like peacekeepers, but in a very ornamented. And
like, do they have guns or like swords? You're talking
swords and pikes. And
okay, so melee weapons.
Yeah.
Okay.
And we have no weapons right now.
You don't have a weapon. Well, you can sling that vagina around like a weapon.
And it's also bolts of magic.
That, yeah, that's the one I was thinking of personally.
Hey, boys.
No.
I could probably build a weapon.
Yeah. I don't know. Trying to use your womanly wiles would work in this town.
Yeah.
You'd be considered a harlot and stoned.
Oh. Alright.
I'll just give you a big bag of weed. Cool. Get out of town.
Alright. Alright, so I'm going to,
Well, his hands are a weapon.
Find someone to talk to.
In real life.
Me. Hi. Hey.
You see people going.
What are you doing in this town?
I don't know. I'm hungry.
You see Eric just kind of looking at some watermelons.
No, I'm not going to talk to him.
I am not a talky person. In fact,
Eric has a device that nobody knows what the heck it is, and they're all scared of it. All you keep hearing is Mario jumping. Somebody with a cross behind him, like, you get out.
Well, as long as I don't take my eye patch off, I'm okay talking to people.
Oh, right, you're,
I'm horribly disfigured.
Disfigurement.
Yes.
I thought, like, you just couldn't talk if you took it off. Hi, everyone.
Well, what happens is, if I take my eye patch off, it automatically just covers my mouth.
Oh, wow. That's a weird eye patch.
It's one or the other. It's on my eye, or...
What really freaks people out is when the eye starts talking. It's just, the eye socket just starts moving.
That's why I get a charisma penalty.
It's just singing, oh, Danny boy.
That's why I keep the patch on. It does not shut up.
He's got
listen closely, you can hear it humming.
The problem is he's got like a split personality disorder, so when he puts the eye patch on his mouth, he does like a ventriloquist act to make his eye talk to people, and it's just a terrible person.
Yeah, it's really rude. This
is normal. That's why I keep my prosthesis in.
No, Franklin.
But yeah, you see normal people just milling about their business, mothers, you know, holding their kids' hands as they walk around and talk to people, and there's a little shop over by, like, corner that people keep looking at, random things that he has up on his shelf. A lot of woodworking stuff, like toy trains and... Wait, no toy trains. No trains. They don't... There's no trains. Like
so,
little
toy... Oh, so those trains are okay.
A lot of toy horses.
Can you imagine a kid's face when they see a real train?
Come on, please. Duckies.
Like, wow.
Quack, quack.
I'm gonna go to the store.
Alright.
You're like, excuse me, sir.
Howdy.
Well, hello. We're new in town, and, I'm just wondering how long you've been running this fine shop here.
I'd say a couple years now, since 70.
Well, and I know that, things are a little tight here. Are people able to afford your goods?
Well, it's... We're not really part of any... We're our own community. We're not really... We're seceded from any other government. We're under the leadership of the Reverend Grimes.
Oh, right.
So it's... we have our own little system of things here. I mean, everyone kind of looks out for each other and themselves, and it's a very selfless town.
That's quite admirable. So, if I wanted to purchase that little wooden horse right there, what would I have to do?
Well, let's see. What are your professions or your trades? Are you here to help people, or?
I am a reverend.
Oh.
I like to think that I'm here to help people, but I'll have to see where the Lord takes me.
Well, we can work out some sort of deal. I mean. Having a holy man is always good. Sometimes we need some blessings on our figures and our store.
Oh, I would be honored to. But
Mr. Grimes is usually so busy he can't come around to help us out with normal folks.
Well, I understand. He has the responsibilities of a reverend and a mayor.
Yeah.
But are you happy here? I mean, all your food just comes from that cabinet. That must be a taxing at times. Worrying, not knowing if you're going to get another meal.
It's a bit that they divvy it up enough where we can all have at least two or three meals a day, and we have a great feast every Sunday because that's when the cabinet fills to its brim. And usually at the end of the month is when we have a really big festival, because that's when we have the most excess that we can eat before anything starts to spoil.
Well, it seems like you're all living quite well, then. I say with a little glance at my compatriots.
And, yes, we live quite happily and quite well. And, like, you kind of see him get a little stiffer because you see some of the soldiers walking past.
Oh, I thought it was like a store.
It is.
Like,
it is, but, like, there's, like, a little window and stuff, but they're walking by the front door. And...
Oh, well, son, it's all right. You don't have to put on airs.
I mean, we are happy, but anybody speaking ill or causing any distrust or mayhem or just asked to leave.
And how many of those soldiers are there?
It doesn't seem to be a lot when you don't. It doesn't seem to be a lot when you need them, but when you don't need them, there seems to be plenty around.
Got a question. Why would you need them?
You never know who comes. The Reverend is usually really good about who he lets in, but sometimes people sneak in. These trained people have been trying to get in here. People trying to steal Ghost Rock. We're the only place for miles that has food and water, clean drinking water.
I understand that could be troublesome. Do they accost the regular upstanding citizens like yourself?
Not normally, no. Especially not some of us originals, since there's been a few of us that a lot of us survived, and we all, and the main gods are they've been with Grom since the very beginning, and rumor has it they seem to be a little blessed, like he.
What do you mean by that?
They are unnaturally powerful.
Naturally powerful.
Oh, yes.
Like, strong?
Strong is one of the things. They don't carry firearms because they don't need to.
Can they do this?
They're a bolter. I'm not going to do that.
I see. And the Reverend blesses them and gives them his blessing to patrol?
We assume so. I mean, they're getting this from somewhere. It's not like you need to be fearful around them, but when they seem to be hovering too much, it's around about the time where you should probably worry, because either somebody's coming after you or somebody's about to be escorted out.
I understand. Prudence.
Can I have a question? Do you have a doctor here?
Yeah, I mean, we have a few people.
Not medical doctors. Medical doctors.
Well, what kind of doctors would they be?
Doctors of chemistry.
Which you are not. You're a doctor of engineering, right?
I think his name is chemistry, but he has engineering.
Oh, okay.
Rude.
Yep.
His major...
Look, I can barely get around the fact that a woman's wearing pantaloons, all right?
Hey, I have pants.
Yeah, and it's weird.
And she's a doctor, which is completely unheard of.
PC world, man. I should be
harassing the two of you more for being women, but I'm trying to keep it. I mean, let's face it, mostly male people listen to us.
Yeah, I'm sure there are women who listen to us too.
I'm just curious.
There are
doctors
some.
And stuff here and everything else, and
I'm sure this is not helping.
Women, I apologize for my character. I try players, not just, you know.
So you got medical doctors, you got dentists, and you got...
I mean, we have medical doctors, people to take care of us when we're sick, and if something's hurting, it gets pulled, I mean...
Okay, I'm just wondering. It's a small town, sometimes small towns don't have, like...
It's not really that small. It's kind of... It's not... Big, but it's not really, like, small. It's not like Little House on the Prairie status. But,
oh, okay. Well,
my good man, we're trying to get the lay of the land regarding my friend's question. When someone's sick and you don't have the medicine that they need to be treated, what do you do?
We pray as hard as we can until either the good Lord takes them or they get better. I mean, so we are the city of lost angels.
That, too, is a miracle.
I mean, the Lord provides, and if if it's our time to go, it's our time to go. And if we don't have the means, then it's our time. If we do have the means, then it was meant for him to survive. I mean, it's, you don't question the good Lord.
That's very right, son.
But then, why would the Lord look more favorably upon those with the means and not so much on those without the means? I mean, if those without the means die and y'all say that it was meant to be, why would the people without the means be meant to die earlier and the God without
the means? I don't think our good friend here is the right person to be having this sort of theological discussion.
Yeah, no, that's not really in my wheelhouse, ma'am.
Back to the toys here, you know, where you sell. How do you buy something? Do you do like a service for you? Like, you gotta like do something?
It's exchange or do you have things that we may need or want?
Or do you like build your own? Like, do you show them how to build the toy and stuff? And
well, we all look out for each other. It's not like I'm going to actually keep tabs on anybody that can't do something for me. You know, it's all in good faith.
So it's like a barter system?
Essentially. I mean, it's not like anybody's keeping a tally on, hey, I gave you this, I gave you 4 bags of rice, and what I have is only worth 2, but, you know, it's we all look out for each other. I mean, we all survived the Great Quake. Some of us have survived the Great Maze to come here. And some of us survived the test of grime to be allowed in.
Oh, he has a test.
It's not like a test where he sits there and quizzes you. It's more of he looks at you and sees if you're judged worthy.
I see.
Most people are, but he's a man, and man can be wrong, and sometimes he's wrong, and people have to be asked to leave.
Well, it's the Lord who chooses who gets to stay, right?
We're not entirely sure on that. You'd have to ask the Reverend that.
Okay.
I don't know what his system is.
Okay.
Well, thank you very much for your time, son. I do appreciate it.
Yeah, no problem. And if you're going to be questioning around town, just keep clear of those men.
I will.
I'd hate for something to happen to you, not necessarily. Yeah.
Oh,
they don't like
that.
Being talked to, huh?
We appreciate the warning.
Mm-hmm. They just don't like people questioning things around this town.
That ain't suspicious, no?
Alright.
You know, the wrong questions, the wrong ideas lead to wrong actions.
Gotcha.
All right, well, I'm going to head on out.
Yep. Let's go find someplace quiet.
Hey, but again, now it seems like there's a few more of them around in this area.
Well, they're getting suspicious of us.
No, just this is the cathedral. You're right, kind of like in a cool by the corner shop of it. And I mean, it's getting almost time for the, you know, the nightly sermon. The word I was looking for.
Okay. Well, I sure could use a sarsaparilla or a ginger beer, because I don't expect they serve whiskey here.
I was originally going to have this as like a dry town.
Also, all of the food comes from one cabinet, so if God's giving them booze, then
it would be
I'm all
wine,
on board.
But you know,
yay!
I don't know what it is, though. It might just be wine.
Yeah, but it wouldn't be like where you can
be sacramental.
Yeah,
probably.
It wouldn't be like here to have some wine, you know, and get fucked up. It's like,
I mean, Jesus did it.
Yeah.
I'm going to tell
God has blessed us with a fine fifth of Kentucky bourbon.
Oh, look, beer. Ooh, it's a German lager.
That's what we just got to get the chef thinking about booze.
He's got a good sherry over there.
I mean, he was kind of more implying that he would get a like a
dream premonition
or, feeling or
it works the opposite way. God tells him what he's going to cook.
Oh, okay.
He doesn't think of it, and it appears.
Well, because it said like, if I'm thinking about making roast duck, then the next day there's roast duck for everyone.
Yeah, but he was trying to imply more that he was given the thought to think about duck.
He's interpreting it differently. He's not saying I'm controlling this. He's saying God's putting the idea in me of what he's going to give us.
Yeah, I did a shitty job explaining, but I kind of did.
I got it.
Thank you.
That's good, Ryan. Smart.
All right.
What is it cost?
He's smart. I'm a dumb dumb.
Smart. Ryan Smucker.
I'm a dumb dumb.
Ryan the smart man.
All right. I'm going to go back to church. You said it's almost sermon time.
Yeah, it's almost sermon time.
Sure.
When you walk in, you see the reverend there. He's talking to this couple. He looks like he's getting them ready
for a threesome.
Yes. Oh. for the orgy.
Oh, we found the Crowley sect. Okay.
He's getting them ready for the big orgy that's going to happen later.
Mm-hmm. Of course.
He's explaining directions.
Eric, why are you so excited about that?
My character.
It's really in character for this orgy.
Oh no, do we have to LARP it? I hate it when we LARP the orgies.
I'll see you guys later.
All right, turn the camera on.
Go get the masks.
All right, right.
I don't know why we use them. There's five of us.
Now they know there's five of us.
We watch them. We watch each other put them on. It doesn't do anything.
You guys, I bought the masks as an Eyes Wide Shut reference.
Yeah, I get it, Ryan.
We can't have a fucking orgy without masks and robes.
No, I get the reference, but it just doesn't make any difference. There's not enough of us for anonymity.
But it's the ambiance. That's what we're looking for.
I want to wear the kitty mask
again. Can we
again.
Just skip the orgy? Or that's what I'm saying.
No, it's got to be authentic.
Oh, God damn it.
Listeners need to know.
Why do I always have to wear My Little Pony mask?
Oh, I didn't even know there was that one. The kitty mask.
You always make me wear it, Eric.
Oh, God. Now, you see him talking. It looks like they're soon to be wed. So he's going through... Before a marriage can happen, they have to meet with the reverend, and he does a bit of counseling with them.
Now, you haven't had sex yet, right?
Of course not.
But no. Seriously, you haven't broken the sacred vows of virginity yet, have you?
Yeah. Well, stop
winking.
Why, of course not.
Thank you, Blinky. All right, well, I'm going to, when he's done, I'm going to ask him if he needs any help setting up anything.
So he sends them on their way, and he looks up, friends, welcome back. Coming in for the big sermon.
Wouldn't miss it.
That's creepy.
I just bent my ankle the wrong way.
Don't do that.
Oh, man, that's
a bad idea. I'm
stupid me shifting my weight.
Ragnarok tip number 3. Don't bend your ankle the other way.
Bend it the right way.
It's telling me.
All right. Yeah. Oh, Reverend Grimes, we were taking a look around your town. It is lovely. I was wondering if there's anything I could do to help you prepare for tonight's sermon.
I pretty much have that all set up, and as you can see, the altar boys and been...
Rack.
Getting ready.
Tip, tip, tip.
Shut up. Sorry.
God damn it.
It's obviously rag tip number, tip rock.
That was the third one I said.
I'm looking forward to hearing your sermon this evening. I'm sure we all are.
Yes. Oh, yes.
Wow.
I'd be delighted to have you.
Did you say no?
I said, oh, but I see how it could definitely sound like no.
No.
But is that actually Eric talking as the demon as I'd have...
Not now.
Maybe some of you really need to hear what I need to say, and he's like staring kind of in your direction. I think he's kind of getting the sense of, you're getting the sense that he's feeling like a presence from you. Like he's choosing his words carefully and cautiously, and it just kind of keeps glancing in your direction.
Well, Of course.
But, well, it, you're also a really attractive woman, and so. But you don't think it's that's why.
Right.
You
yeah.
think he's.
I'm not getting the impression that this is that kind of looking.
He's glaring, not leering.
Oh, all right.
Oh, the chef tells
me he's doing both.
Glaring.
That's so stupid. It's
I'm sorry.
That was good.
The name of the episode, glaring.
That's the new title.
A glaring omission.
The glaring from the grime.
I love it.
So the chef tells me you guys were very interested in my cabinet. Well, our cabinet.
Oh, well, I mean, of course, it's a bona fide miracle. Of course I was interested.
Fascinating scientific phenomenon.
Mm. It's
something in the middle.
I can't even explain it. I was always faithful, but that definitely solidified. I mean, the good Lord gave me enough power to save all these people and build a community around them and also provide for them. I couldn't be more thankful.
Charles, the chef, said that the cabinet was on your boat during the quake.
Well, it wasn't my boat. It was a good captain's boat. He happened to save me.
The boat that you were on.
Yes. The captain happened to save me because he felt the earth shaking and thought the safest place to be would have been on his boat. And turns out it was. And we crashed here, and that was one of the only things we were actually able to salvage from the wreck was the cabinet.
Now, this cabinet didn't do nothing on the boat, right? It started doing this when y'all got here.
Once we started building our community, then that's when we noticed that it seemed to refill.
How often does is it every day, every week?
Every night. It's just sometimes in.
Yeah, once a week it refilled a bigger amount.
Yeah.
Right.
Sunday, right?
Yeah, every Sunday.
Every Sunday.
But every night it fills up enough for the day, and every week it's enough for, so after church everyone can join in good spirits and merriment.
Does it ever provide anything other than just food and water?
No, just the clean food and water. That's really all anybody really needs
and
to survive.
Kentucky bourbon.
Oh, I was wondering if maybe it'd give you medicine if someone was ill or something like that.
No. Well, I mean, sometimes some of the foods or the herbs that it gives, instead of using it for cooking, we can use it for medicine. If we can, not all of us here are scientists, but some are medically trained and can recognize certain things can be used for others. So we like to think of it as the way the Lord is trying to help us keep the ones that we can healthy.
I understand.
We do lose a few to sickness. It happens. The Lord comes knocking. It's your time. I mean, we do what we can to make everybody comfortable. And
well, it happens in every community.
Yeah. It's the day and age we live in. No one can live forever.
Out of character, I'm laughing.
Well, I'll let you continue your preparations for the sermon. I very much look forward to hearing it.
I don't actually have a sermon written up or anything, so...
Unbelievable.
The immersion shattered.
Yep, that's
I
it.
I hate this.
I'm gone.
Worst game ever.
Goodbye. Yeah. Forever.
You should have written a sermon, man.
I don't go to church enough to really...
You can look up sermons online.
Cool.
God is really great. He's just fantastic.
Best sermon ever.
Just think of the worst thing in the world. Now think of the opposite. God.
just an A plus
plus to the grub you ain't got.
Jesus this, Moses that. Abraham hit me with a wiffle ball bat.
That was not nice of Abraham.
I hope. Wow, he's gone all Old Testament on
God is good, the devil is bad, amen.
So is his sermon weird in any way? Is it like
preaching
completely in tongues
stuff, weird stuff or anything?
He starts preaching, and then you'll hear people get up and start saying things in tongues. But
well, that's not normal.
It depends on your faith.
Yeah, okay, that's pretty low on the denominational ladder where that's normal.
Yeah, usually in sermons, nobody talks.
Well, that depends on which church you've
except
been to.
The priest.
I've been to several different, and I've seen several different ways.
And then there's the sermons where everyone except the priest talks.
Just the sermon where not even the priest talks. Everyone just sits quietly looking at each other for an hour.
Amen.
The peace of the Lord be with you always.
I mean, Christianity in itself has so many different subsets of Christianity or split offs.
Thanks, Luther.
So it's.
And I'm Luther.
What does Luther Vandross have to do with it?
No, Martin Luther.
King.
With his treaties and now it's on the door.
I know.
Protestantism.
I'm aware. I'm being a silly Billy.
The church wanted to get rid of him, and it wasn't good for him.
Thank you, Alex.
And then other stuff happened.
Oh, that's my favorite.
And then we're here today.
Yeah. And then fast forward.
Yada yada yada, and here we are. All right, so it's not like there's nothing that like perks my ears up. Like, oh, that's really weird.
Your typical fire and brimstone, in the world.
That's a normal sermon for me too.
Is he taking notes or mine?
I'm gonna take some notes. That's good, actually.
He does mention things about
consumerism.
Fighting against possession. Yeah.
Like
I have no idea
demonic
what he's
possession about. Or the
possessions, items. Like
yeah.
Don't have stuff.
Common, a little bit of A, a little B.
Okay.
A little bit of both. Because the devil is in possessions and you shouldn't go wanting, Coveting is definitely one of the major no nos.
Yep.
I have no idea what he's talking about.
Keeping your soul clean.
He looks right at you while he's saying this.
Keeping your soul clean and your legs covered.
Hey, I'm wearing pants.
I know. That's
closed.
The problem.
She always wear a dress, ladies. She always wear a dress.
if you guys want to roll, perception.
Notice.
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 Six. I got a five. What? Minus two. So three.
Six.
I didn't notice shit.
Don't get
those. You're kind of trying to break down his thing, his sermon, to see if, like, what could be between the lines.
Mm-hmm.
So you're just kind of
distracted.
Yeah. Oh, that's it.
For the listeners, Alex and I had six. Well, Will had five.
If Will
had six,
if Will had six as well, then you guys had six.
Was ours high set? I was seven.
It was high
I
seven.
Would have had
right.
six.
It was like a high five, but two better.
Right.
I had a minus.
But we have minus one, so it's a high six.
Right.
Those of you with above four, notice
it's not
that
six up for Ryan.
Some of the crowd. There's a good majority of them that really seem focused and listening to what he's saying. There's a few of them.
As they should.
Look a little impatient. Like, you kind of see them, checking the windows and.
Yeah, okay.
Walls.
I mean, I've been a servant, I've been a reverend for many years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
People get bored in church.
You notice that there's the 13 armed men that are just positioned.
That's a lot of arms.
Yeah.
Oh, wow, 26 arms.
Well, it would be a lot more than 26 if it was 13 armed men. That means each man would have 13 arms.
Yeah, but you never said how many men.
Yeah, I know.
So it could be two men.
It could be.
I was just saying 13 armed men, so I was saying it was 26 because everybody has two arms, so.
Oh, I took it the other way. Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. We got this.
But. Yeah, so you see the 13 Royal Guard, Holy Guard,
mm-hmm.
we'll go with.
Holy Guard.
Positioned strategically around the room where they can have the best view of everyone and
okay.
also be defensive if somebody were to come in. You get the sense that somebody has tried bursting in before, which is why this is a necessity. Because you see them definitely watching the doors and a little bit more vigilant around the doorways. They don't lock them in because they don't want people to feel unsafe, I guess.
I understand that. Also, there's a fire, then everyone dies, which is unfortunate.
They've learned from that mistake. They have lost all
when everyone died.
Oh, man. If this was Dogma, the door would kick open, Jay and Silent Bob walk in and go, Snoochie Boochies, motherfucker.
Everyone needs a triangle shirtwaist fire once or twice to hammer the idea home.
Mm-hmm. And you see, once he says, all right, everyone in, bow your heads and pray, and we'll say amen.
Amen.
You see some, almost everybody bows their heads and prays. And just,
almost everybody.
Who doesn't?
There's a bit of a handful, few people that you're 100% sure they're here mainly for the food. They're here for the food for their bellies, not the food for their soul.
Right. I mean, soul food is more important than belly food.
They get both. Or they get out.
No ticket.
I think Jane will go through the motions. I feel like she's a waspy woman from Connecticut, so she's been and she's sat through her fair share of church services.
I figure Jessamine's fairly aware that the her eyes are on her, and she might just kind of fake going through the motions.
There is one guard that is kind of close to where you guys are sitting. Mm-hmm. You would think that it would be part of the thing, but since you guys rolled well enough, that you're pretty sure it's because they might be worried about you breaking out of your skin and causing a scene.
Reverend Black is thankful to not have to do the work this time, so he's just an enthusiastic participant.
This is what I like to listen. He's not the thing.
Hmm?
So I was like, don't have to worry about Eric. He's not the thing. He won't have to burst out of his skin.
Eric transforms into a dog or something right now.
Big
really
surprise, guys. I'm not Palmer. I'm the thing. From another world, baby.
Is that Chris? That's, for some reason, Jonathan's name for Chris is Palmer.
Okay.
Thanks for sharing.
You're welcome, listeners.
And Windows.
The behind the scenes look in the record box.
Again.
that's more free content for the ones that don't pay for the Patreon.
So perform your little test. Hey, you found me.
One of my favorite YouTube videos.
Yeah, it's really good.
All right.
So now it's time for the feast.
I eat all of it. Not really. I probably only eat.
They bring you out back where there is a lovely setup. A bunch of tables and chairs and benches. As everyone's walking out, you see the guards kind of watch the doors. And there's one or two people they pull to the side. You're assuming it's the people that weren't participating.
Is it? Can I do it with the same faces?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
And they're out? Get out.
Well, they're just there for the food. They're not getting kicked out of the town because they're not causing a ruckus, but they are not allowed to really participate in the feast. But they will get fed.
Just the scraps.
So, yeah, you make about it out. There's, like, a lovely picnic and tables and setup. Kind of a jolly ambiance, considering how California is nothing but rocks and jagged desert. But this looks like a really nice place.
Just one jagged H on a rock.
This is good weather.
So, yeah, I guess we'll go get food.
Mm-hmm. Is anyone else feeling like they were eyeing us down, or was that just me?
No, I mean that they were eyeing you.
You are quite provocatively dressed for church.
Oh, am I?
I don't believe that is... Do we know that you're possessed?
You do. I know I mentioned to you.
I don't think that's why they were concerned with... Well... Yes, I'm sure that's why they were concerned with Miss Jessamine.
Because I don't remember if I would have made that public knowledge. I just do know that I told it.
That's
to
right. Yeah, you told me.
You did the talk reference. To
the reverend.
The reverend about it.
Yeah, I think you kept that between yourselves.
Mm-hmm.
Because you were looking to
right, and I said that because you were trying to exorcise the demon and get rid of it. That I could actually. Can I see the core book? The Deadlines book.
And I was like, oh, I know an exorcism. Bah, you're done.
No, I just got the exorcism
spell.
Yeah,
he does have exorcism.
So I do know an exorcism. I just need
that's
to...
a problem, because then what happens to my powers if that's...
Well, I mean, I don't know if it would right. if it would work. I don't, because I don't have the details of the spell. That's what I'm looking up now.
I don't know why my decision for what an exorcism would sound like was bah.
I'm pretty sure that's just how it goes.
That scene, they let that scene out of the movie.
He just rolls the die, says some words, and then,
Hoogada booga! That's it.
Oh, yeah. It's done.
Googly bop.
Great googly moogly.
You go out, you see a wonderful display of food set up for you. Chairs and tables, plates, and cutlery.
Cutlery?
You kind of see that thing that Ryan made? It's like all the way in the back in the corner. That Dr. Smythe made, but
yeah.
It's all the way in the back. It's covered. You don't you see it because you know you made it. It's
oh my, that yeast bloomed very enthusiastically.
But it's you don't see really many hands going for it.
So I could exorcise your demon.
Right.
So I do an 8-hour long ritual, and then I make a roll opposed of my arcane skill versus the demon's spirit. If I win, the demon is banished instantly and forever. If the creature wins, it remains in the host, and I can never exorcise it again.
I don't know what that would do to my character, so we'll...
You'd just be a normal old lady. I'm just kidding. I mean...
Right.
We don't have to do it now. Maybe at the end of the campaign.
Right, yeah.
Oh, by the way, now that we don't need your useful powers anymore...
By the way, months ago, I learned this...
I will take a spoonful of it, whatever they have nearby to serve it with.
Okay.
So,
greater healing is less useful than I thought it would be. Oh, nope, never mind.
Okay, so if you all would like to roll your grit, if you're...
How do I do that again? My grit is plus 2, so what do
oh,
I...
Oh, yeah, by the way, I'm not going to eat the food.
You're not?
No.
Okay.
I'm a little suspicious myself.
Yeah, probably right.
Cannot... Oh, no. If I use powers, they'll probably have some way of noticing.
Yeah, that's why I have a power that I thought would purify the food, but I can purify water from, like, poison or salt water, so I don't...
Roll my grit?
Yeah, how do you roll grit?
If you are partaking in the
what,
roll your grit.
How do we do that?
I mean, I feel like I should, though.
Is there any of it that's, like... The food, like, in a bag or, like, something I could
so
reach
three?
Into and look like I'm taking
three?
Something?
Oh, all right. Ask that one more time.
Like, any of it in, like, some sort of bag or container that I could reach into and look like I'm taking something and look like I'm eating?
If you had, like, showmanship or, like, you know...
I have the spell trinkets.
Is it grit time something?
I worry about them noticing a spell or anything. But trinkets allows the huckster to reach into a pocket pouch or bag and pull forth some minor mundane object. The cost and power points required depends on the item the huckster hopes to find. So I was just hoping to, like, take out a piece of food that looks like what's being eaten. So I'm not actually eating their stuff.
I get what you're attempting to do there.
Reach into my pocket and pull out a grape.
But the thing is, there's nothing really in, like a container like that. I mean, it would be quite obvious that you're pulling off a spell, especially if you have to invoke your demon on hollow ground.
Right, that's the main part I was wondering.
Can I try... I am a little suspect of the food, so can I try a dispel spell? It allows a hero to negate enemy spells, miracles, mad science, or superpowers, but... It has no effect on a creature's innate powers or abilities, nor does dispel work on magic items or permanent enchantments unless a specific item or enchantment says otherwise. Dispel can be used on a power already in effect. It can also be used to counter an enemy power as it's being used. So I don't know if it would be something I could do.
Yeah, I mean, you could try.
I'll try. I'm just going to say a prayer over the food, because that's what I would do anyway.
Yeah.
7, 8, 8.
That's, I think you got a raise on that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, you got a raise on that. Congratulations. You do your thing.
Does anything happen to the food?
Not that you can see.
No, it becomes black paste.
Yeah,
it starts favorite
leaking paste. Black goo out the sides. And no, I mean, it's from what you can tell, it's not.
If anyone asks,
corrupted in any way, or like blessed, or,
right.
Or
all right, not so I'm gonna. Reverend's gonna eat.
All right. So, how do we roll our grit?
Okay, you roll your wild die and you add your grit to it.
So it's just 1d6 plus.
Yeah,
I'm trying to decide if I'm eating.
Does the penalty we have count to this?
No.
All right. So that's 8.
Ooh,
7.
7.
As well. If everyone else is eating, I rolled the d8 since I'm the hero.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
3.
I was looking to myself, I kind of hope Eric rolls a 1 because he got a D8. And he did.
All right, so those of you that rolled above a 4.
Damn it.
Then, you're good. You're eating. You're having a good time. People are talking to you.
I don't use 4. I just shove my face into the food.
The people across from you are a bit disturbed.
This is how I eat.
the people across from you next to you kind of get up and excuse themselves and move to the table.
It's rude then to judge, but if you have to ask me,
judge not lest ye be judged.
Your eye patch falls off and then people really and walk away.
I mean, that's why I use it to store food.
Yeah, when you have
later.
To feed the eye socket, that's when people really get disturbed.
Why are you just shoving your eye into the food, huh?
Yeah, that's what I find is the most disturbing part.
Yeah, that's why I don't like coming over for dinner, Ryan. I'm going to be honest.
So I guess something happens to me since I
rolled
a 3.
Anybody that rolled less than a 4?
Yeah. I think it's just me, right?
It'd be you and, like, 7 other people. Yeah. I mean, like, a lot of people.
Yeah, I forgot everyone in the world did come to the
game. Mm-hmm. So, there's people. A lot. It's got a funky taste that you can't put your finger on, but for some reason you can't stop eating it. Like, you're just helping yourself to a little bit of everything, and you're going up for seconds.
That's unfortunate. All right.
Yeah, you're, but you're getting a taste that you're not. But you know it's good though. You're enjoying it. But you're having a little bit more than you probably should. One of the people there kind of stop you and it's like, "Ma'am, sorry, but it seems like you've had enough.
Sorry.
We do get replenished, but still other people need to."
Sorry. Understand I just got a little ahead of myself. It's just so good. Dreadfully sorry.
Oh, you can always have more of the thing that I made.
Oh, yes, there's plenty of that.
And what do you call that, Doctor?
Well, it was supposed to be a cake, but it seems to have grown beyond the boundaries of pastry.
I must say, I don't think I've ever seen a cake bubble quite so vigorously.
Can't tell if it's a liquid or a solid, but
it's a solid.
It perhaps might be a plasma.
Be very careful. It's hot. It also tastes of sulfur for some reason. I think the eggs may have gone.
I'm sure that's what it is.
Is there something crawling out of it?
I'm just going to perform a quick exorcism. Excuse me.
Oh, God. Someone get a broom.
Oh, I failed. I can never exercise this cake again.
Quick, build the railroad so we can get away from it. And that's how Jane and I saved the day.
Game over.
We win, you guys. You're welcome.
Ryan's failure cake saves the day.
It's like a throwaway.
Reverend Grime rips off his collar in disgust and throws in the towel.
The cabinet starts burning.
You've ruined it.
God opens the clouds. We're done here.
Everyone move. We got a railroad to build.
All right.
All right, so anybody wants to roll their notice?
Sure.
Okay. Or am I too distracted by all the food I've eaten?
Nine.
That's a one.
Five.
I got a three.
I got a four.
I'm the best.
Can we do anything about this penalty, or is it just sticking around?
I think it's as long as we're here in California.
Right.
Oh, I escaped getting that by...
Yeah.
By being asleep. So shouldn't Eric have to roll now?
That's
all right.
Nah. Well...
I mean, it's up to you, honestly. I don't care.
So, anybody higher than a four?
Nope. Eric. Five.
I got 25% of a four.
Yeah, okay. Everyone else rolled below a five? Below a four?
Yes. Yes.
Alright,
well... Will, he was... Will was a four.
I was a four.
Oh, okay, then you... You got it. Right.
Okay.
But you said higher than
four. Yeah,
you
said... I did. That's my bad. Four or higher... You're good. All right, so four or higher. Yeah, there's a. You notice in the corner of your eye, and then you look over. There's a woman, kind of looking at you. She's all in red, and she's staring at you. Kind of, you're getting the inclination that she wants you to follow her.
I don't know who that is. I don't think I want to follow her.
But she does make a gesture to...
Oh, I don't see her.
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't.
But these two do.
Okay.
I'm not inclined to follow.
And then...
I'm debating the finer points of scripture with the person who's sitting next to me.
Mm-hmm. So I'll go follow.
Well, she gestures and then she walks off and then I think we'll cut it here for right now.
Okay.
What's the time at?
Hang on.
19.
Probably like an hour 30 or so.
1:25.
Yeah, right. Like right.
Well. Alex over here. Alex Clockstello.
How did you know my real name? God damn it, I have to leave. The government said no one was going to figure it out this time.
Like for the contraption and...
Oh, yeah.
I figured that was, yeah.
You're giving it to Eric for Alex Clockstone. Like, that really wasn't that good.
That's a pretty low bar.
Yeah, you have to aim too high for James.
All right, so, yeah, we'll cut it there for right now, for tonight. And then I guess we'll go around if you guys were to give... everyone gets 2 points. 2 point
okay.
Experience.
Yeah, cool. Yeah, I'm one away from the 40.
2 points.
A.K.A. I'm at 39.
You've had mostly successful roles, and you've done a lot of exploring.
Okay.
Well, thank you, sir.
Thank you.
And you guys can do nominations.
I'm going to nominate Ryan for his cake.
I'm going to nominate Will for agreeing with me that we should destroy the cabinet.
I'm going to nominate Ika for not wanting to destroy the cabinet.
Oh, thank you.
Talking us all into keeping the town fundable.
I mean, I haven't talked anyone into it yet, but thank you. And I'm going to give mine to... Ryan for the cake.
Eric, God, he just comes up down the middle. How did he do that?
I just love Eric had this look on his face like, it's coming to me. It's coming to me. And I just need this 1 point.
Oh, are you 1 point away?
Yes.
Oh. I take it back, Ryan.
That's fine.
I gave it to Eric.
I'm a veteran.
And I feel bad enough for giving him a point.
Honestly, yay, it finally works in my favor.
Wow, that was a depressing thing to end the game.
Wow. Oh, that everybody, that was the glear of Reverend Grime. So.
The glear of Grime.
The glear of Grime.
Part one.
And, Eric, yes, I'm so sorry. Any less Will thoughts and less depressing Eric comments?
The table's a rectangle.